When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi and welcome. I am Joko, and joining with me always is none other, the looks like sleepy-eyed, pink and purple-haired Haley.
Hey everyone.
This is the Anime Munchies podcast where we talk about anime, gaming. And as always,
K-pop.
So let's kind of get into it. So, there's a lot of K-pop stuff that that's been going on since the last episode, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's... Oh, shoot. Let's... How about we start with Haley's specialty. What would that be?
BTS.
Of course. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on with BTS, right?
Yeah. Within this past week, I feel like every single day it's been something BTS related.
It's like nonstop. I feel like I've been seeing posts or Haley's been talking about something with BTS. Yeah. I mean, what... We didn't even talk about, I think, the last time. Did we talk about the UN performance?
I think we may have mentioned it.
But we watched it.
Sure. Yeah, but we watched it because it came out a couple, like, sometime this week.
I gotta say, I'm so jealous of those people that were able to dance with them, right?
Yeah.
Oh my, can you imagine? I have a feeling they might have been from, like, some type of local
dance. Like a dance crew in New York.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But nonetheless... They danced with BTS. And that one girl danced with V.
I know. He, like, turned around. I don't even know if it was, like, choreographed. Right. But, like, he turned around and danced with this one girl.
If you watch the video, which is them actually performing where, like, the UN is.
Yeah, the United Nations.
Which is kind of crazy that... Are they the first?
Yes. They're the only ones that have ever performed there. I don't think anyone has ever performed at the General Assembly.
Like, it's like... if you didn't watch it yet, you should check it out. It's a pretty good performance, first of all. And second... it's like the whole place was empty. It's like not like all the representatives and the actual, like, everyone isn't actually there.
Yeah, it was just BTS. They emptied it all out for them.
And they did like a walking performance from inside the hall and then kind of outside the area. And at the end, they were like joined by quote unquote casual people just like walking around, right? Like background, I guess, people.
Yeah. They did permission to dance, so... They all joined in at that famous da-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah, so they all danced that together at the end.
Yes, Haley was actually doing the move when she was singing that. Yeah, but like, because that was like, just like in the music video, the PTV music video, they had a bunch of other dancers, or like guest dancers doing the, it's like more of a simple move too, right?
Yeah, so it's nothing too crazy. The one that's in sign language.
Which is pretty cool that they had that. And then some, like we said, some lucky lady, like, because, you know, it's an odd number in BTS, right? Yeah. 7 of them. So everyone paired up, leaving one person out. That person
was V, and he turned around and he was dancing with the lady that was like standing behind, or while dancing behind him.
That was pretty insane. I mean, what an experience, right? Like, if you were that lady.
Right. Like, hopefully she's an army.
It's like, I don't even need a picture anymore because I have living proof. I have video proof to show my grandkids and for generations, right? Oh, man. I want to dance with V. I want to dance with Jin. Give me Sok Jin, please.
How will that ever happen?
I mean, anything is possible.
True. I guess. I mean, we'll see.
I believe, Jin. Oh, while we're talking about BTS, there's this one's kind of more of a controversial thing that I want to bring up that you actually brought up.
Mm-hmm.
It was with James Corden, right?
Yeah. And then, as you guys probably all know, James Corden is a TV host, right?
Yeah, he has his own show, like his own like talk
then
show.
BTS has been on it like numerous times. Oh yeah,
he's the carpool karaoke guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you don't know him, and then he has his own show, and then he has a lot of guests come in. BTS has been there multiple times, right?
I think like 3 times. I would say.
So it seemed like they get along and everything too. So
like they have good chemistry together whenever they're together. But I don't know. It's some stupid controversy with I would say not even like proper fans of BTS.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, you want to elaborate though, like what you mean by
because,
that?
Because of course James Corden, he watched and was like aware of BTS performing at the UN. And then of course like he had to make a comment on it to like kind of congratulate them, and he talked about it on his show. And basically I guess the one that was like controversial is that he said the UN had like an unusual guest. And that was it. He said unusual. And then like some army, quote unquote, were getting butt hurt saying like, why would you describe them as unusual?
Like people like took it personally. But yeah. You know what? If people knew, like, this kind of shows how ignorant some people are, because I mean, James Corden, he's British, right?
I believe so.
I'm just assuming by his accent. I do not know. I'm just assuming by the accent. But either way, like, the way, especially, I mean, I watch a lot of British stuff too. Mm-hmm. So they have like really dry humor.
Yeah.
Like, so when he's saying unusual, it's just like he's just trying to be like, you know, playful. Like,
yeah.
Like, ooh, we have some interesting guests.
Yeah, exactly. But then like, people were like, why didn't you just say like extraordinary or like interesting? Like, why did you have to use?
My question is though, was this a tweet or
no,
like,
no, I think it was like on his actual show. Yeah.
Oh, so because I was gonna say some people might
take it out of context when it's
typed out or you read it, right?
Right. No.
But now that you've, because I haven't watched it myself, I just heard about the story. But now that you've told me that he actually said it, it's like, can't you hear the sarcasm? Like,
yeah, that's why I was like, these people are probably like freaking kids. I don't
know. Taking things personally for other people. Just kind of like they're Karens, the Karens of, I guess, quote unquote army, right?
But the stupid thing is that they went on to James Corden like personal like Instagram and then Twitter, and then were posting like hate comments on a post where his friend had passed away.
That's pretty immature, and like that's like tasteful at all.
They were asking him to like apologize to BTS basically, like for saying all that stuff.
I can't believe, like, people have stoked down to, you know, even, like, leaving comments on, like, even if you have something to complain about, like, why would you leave comments and complain on a post, such a personal post when someone's,
yeah,
like,
they don't care,
someone passed
obviously.
Away? Yeah, I hope whoever's listening to this isn't one of those people, because that's totally not
cool. And
then
honestly,
that's totally rude.
It's like, do you think that BTS would really, really want you to be doing those kind of things? I don't
think
so. They wouldn't be
happy. If
they
find out, I'm pretty sure they'd disown you, like, as an army, like,
exactly.
To do something like that. And the guy was not even, like I said, it was just, like, a remark, just a, like a sarcastic remark,
yeah.
And not even a negative one, just to kind of be, like, witty. Like, it was, like, more of a witty context kind of thing.
He even, like, complimented and saying, like, oh, this is such a good song and stuff like that. Like, he was complimenting BTS, but I don't know, they just took it out of context, basically.
It's cancel culture at its finest, as always. Everyone taking everything personally and you
Everyone's,
know, finding a
yeah.
reason to, you know, cancel someone else. Cancel culture.
So dumb.
Here we are. The Office would not survive today. The Office is my favorite.
No, everyone gets
favorite show.
Over
oh my
everything.
God! I feel like if you watch The Office like for the first time and you're like, I guess within this generation, oh my, your head would spin and you would probably try to cancel it somehow, even though it's been off air for like 10 years.
People would sign petitions to get it canceled or something.
But yeah, so that was pretty disappointing, to be honest. So I really hope no one else does that kind of stuff from here on out. Don't take it personally for other people, you know. And it's just pretty sad. It's not tasteful. Like, leaving hate comments on a post, someone's IG post, let alone it being a post, like, where he's, like, I don't know, reminiscing
grieving,
or grieving about a friend who passed away.
Right.
Like, come on, people. that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's flip the switch over because, I mean, this got kind of starting to kind of get a little negative and, like, you know, that kind of crap.
Mm.
We have some good news on the other side of our, because Haley and I are both Army Blinks, right?
Yep.
So, some Blackpink stories. First off, most recently, I saw that Jisoo and Rose are in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why they're in Paris?
No.
It's the Fashion Week. Paris Fashion Week right now.
Oh.
So they're there, and they actually have been posting pictures and IG stories together. So that's kind of fun to see them do that.
Well, at least they're traveling again,
yeah.
It seems.
I mean, like, I think this is another point that we kind of brought up on our own, like, when we were just talking about it, right? Like, if they're traveling everywhere.
Right.
Like, even, like, with, even, you know, Army's BTS.
Yeah.
They went to New York.
Right.
Why cancel all your concerts and tours for next year, 2022, when you're already kind of, you know, traveling? I get that, like, you know, safety and stuff, but I mean, I'm sure that they're taking every type of precaution to even travel here. It's like the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're not going to interact with fans at the concert. It's not like they're going to be
meet and greets or miles away from
so
them.
It's like, I don't understand. It's just, it blows my mind, and it still makes me sad.
Plus, like, there's concerts going on now, and then just be vaccinated. That
yeah.
should be a thing.
If anything, just show your vaccination
card.
That's
what they had to do, like, for concerts now.
I know, like, maybe, you know, there's anti-vaxxer armies, and I understand,
yeah, well,
like, people get their own choice. But, yeah, I guess, you just can't come. But you could watch it. I mean, it's not like, at least, like, the tour or the show won't be canceled.
Right.
But, yeah, I brought that up because of, yeah, so with, like, same with, like, with Blackpink, you know, because they were traveling, they're in Paris.
Yeah.
They were recently, during quarantine time, they were in, like, you know, Jenny and Rose were here in L.A.
To L.A., yeah.
So, you know, it's that kind of thing. But, you know, what was really cool, though? You know, Lisa's success, obviously, has been crazy
mm-hmm.
with her mini album, a.k.a. two songs.
Yeah.
First off, Money was really cool. We never talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had, like, a dance video for it.
Yeah.
I gotta say, that girl is getting thick in all the right places.
She's filling out.
It's filling up in all the right places. Like, you saw it, right? What did you see, Haley?
Well, I don't know.
Like, buns and thighs.
Buns and thighs, I guess.
It's getting some jiggle and some meat on it.
Because that's
good
what's
way.
In right now. So.
Yes, that's what's in. So she has that, but then the video was good. The dance was good. Her performers are always spot on. You know, hats off to the people that they choose, right? Those
yeah,
dancers that they have.
Dancers.
They're always really good. They're always super clean. And to celebrate, you know, her success, her overwhelming success, even for, like, her La Lisa song.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the IG stories, right? I think
yeah.
each member
posted one.
They're all of them together. And
yeah.
then it was really cool to see, you know, that they're all still kind of hanging out when they can, because I'm sure they're all busy with their own separate schedules.
Right.
They're all doing their own thing. I mean, look at Jenny. She's on poster boards everywhere, including
right.
here in L.A.
Yeah, I saw that.
But, of course, she's in underwear, and I can't complain about that either. But, yeah, it was cool to see. I mean, I think it was Jisoo, Rose, and Jenny, right? They were all dancing.
Yeah.
They're dancing to La Lisa.
La Lisa's song.
La Lisa. La yeah. Lisa's song, La Lisa.
Yeah, exactly.
But, so that was cool to see, because they're all, like, genuinely enjoying themselves, having fun. Then Rose and Jisoo went off to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, they try to see each other whenever they can, which I think fulfills us Blinks inside. We're like, okay, they're still, like, everyone's on good terms, everyone for the most part, you know,
yeah.
is showing that they're enjoying themselves, having fun, doing whatever each of them has their own plans and their own things to do. So that's always a nice thing to see. I was gonna say also, this is going back to BTS, we received our packages finally for our
McDonald's
Weverse,
like,
BTS packages.
When did we order that? Back in June.
So hopefully, if you live in California or in the States, you got it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of forgot about it till it magically arrived.
I was
on
like,
our
maybe
driveway.
It's never coming.
And then I kind of just forgot about it. Then when you got the package, I was like, oh shit, I forgot we ordered this.
I didn't even know that he had ordered a separate one.
A separate package. So first of all, it came with It came with a card, a photo card.
Yeah.
You want to tell the world who you got?
I got Jungkook with a pack of 10 nuggets.
Yes.
Him holding nuggets.
The photo card is Jungkook. We got Jungkook, first of all, and then he's eating chicken nuggets.
Yes.
I don't think there's any other Jungkook photo card in the world that has him eating
chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. And it's pretty cool, yeah, to be honest. Then I realized that I had ordered something too. It's at my parents' house. So
yeah, we did separate Haley's orders.
Haley's praying to God, to the BTS gods and to the army gods, that it's Jimin.
Yeah, right? Jimin or V.
What do you think Jimin would be holding?
Like, I don't know.
What did you imagine? Maybe? I imagine a french fry. Maybe a shake or drink. Actually, no, I see gin with a drink.
I'm trying to, because like they obviously put them out. I know what they are.
Oh, so you have seen. I have
don't
no
remember
idea.
Though. It's been so freaking long, because that was like back in June.
I'm guessing fries, and you're fries too, right?
Yeah.
If you're going fries, I'll go with drink. Never mind. I'll go with drink. We'll find out whenever my parents drop off the package, or if we ever pick it up from them. But we're like going back and forth between different random stories.
Yeah.
But I do have something else, and this is not Blackpink or BTS related, but it's K-pop.
Which one?
Another group that we follow is aespa.
Uh-huh.
So aespa, have you been seeing them pop up on your IG feed lately?
No.
Okay, so like, okay, I don't know if you follow them. You don't follow them.
I don't follow them.
So like, I've been following them, and first off, whoever's in charge of their IG, like, they like doing those things where it's like multiple posts make a picture kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
So it's like puzzle, like a puzzle. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, like literally every post is just like body parts.
I know.
It's like Winter's arm.
And I think like Blackpink Karina's, did that too before.
Karina's head. They've been doing it more recently too. But yeah, like, but literally a lot of aespa's posts, I don't even know the last time they posted regular stuff. It's like either parts of like the name aespa or like body parts.
Yeah, basically you have to go to their actual, like the whole Instagram page to see the whole picture.
There was one in particular I remember, because some pictures have more comments than others. Can you guess why?
Depending on the member?
That's
or
a little
the body
bit
part?
Of it. There you go. Bingo! So Haley got it. There's a picture on one of them. I'm going to try to pull it up right now while I'm talking about it, of Ningwang.
Uh-huh.
And it's like...
Ningwang?
Ningwang, sorry.
I'm
that's,
like, wait,
that's Genshin
that's
Impact.
Genshin. I was
I'm
like,
sorry.
Wait, is someone... I was like, am I missing
Ning.
Something?
Ningwang.
Close enough.
Close. Ningning. Technically, Ningwang is miHoYo. Genshin Impact. That's Chinese.
She's Chinese.
Ningning is from China. So, see? Everything connects. But Ningning had, on one of her posts, it was kind of like, her legs were spread, and internet went off. Here, look, over 15,000 comments.
And it has like a freak. Was that a serpent? Or
yeah,
a snake?
Yeah. For like the Black Mamba, their first song, Black Mamba, and it's just kind of funny. Like, look at the first comment. It's like some guy's like, dot dot dot.
Oh my god.
Like oh my god.
It's a freaking like snake that's coming out of like her private part area, basically.
Read that one.
Why? Shake my head, why?
That's not shake my head. Why SM? Why SM? Remember, SM Entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Haley.
I thought it said shake my head.
There's no H.
Oh, yeah.
It's just why shake my...
I didn't see that.
Why shake my why? No, but yeah, so that they've been promoting. And they are promoting because they are going to have their first ever mini album.
Mini album with what? Two songs?
Hopefully three. I'm going for three, hopefully.
Well, they have two already, right?
Exactly. So there should be one more.
Yeah, there'll be a new one.
But so they're going to have a mini album. And that mini album is dropping on October 5, 2021. So what is that?
Week?
Like less than 2 weeks. So that's pretty exciting. It's called Savage.
Ooh, Savage.
Really Savage.
That's why.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. I'm excited for it. I guess you're a little excited, but not really.
I don't really follow them. It's mainly your group, I think.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'll take it. I take full personal responsibility over them.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really follow a lot of girl groups. Blackpink is like the main one. I followed
you have
before, a long time ago.
No, I was going to say, you have another news for your, for some, another group that you stand. I mean, there's one more K-pop thing.
Oh, T.O.P.
T.O.P.
from Big Bang.
Our boy Top.
He's been freaking posting a lot of weird stuff on Instagram.
He's an IG maniac right now. He's been posting like crazy.
And I was like, you better be posting this because you guys are going to have a comeback, right?
I don't think so. It's just, I feel like he's just goofing around.
But then like his hair is bleached and everything, like
he just usually always looks good. What, you should know this by now. The man always looks good. But the funny thing is, it's so like, if you haven't been following Top, or if you do follow him, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There's this viral picture of him with his pink hair and he's wearing like a mask.
Yeah,
and it's just his face. But the thing is, for some reason, people like fans, like, so what do you guys call it, Kaylee?
Fans? Oh, VIP.
There you go. VIP are probably posting edited photos of like
Top
his face. This yeah. face on different things. I saw one on the Teletubby like sun. I've seen it like on an animal and yeah. like,
or like this like really muscly.
Yeah, like man, so it's like a lot of, it's like basically he looks like memes.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, Top is posting, is reposting.
Yeah, these fan-made edits.
Of yeah, so all these edits that fans are making, like, he's reposting it, which is kind of cool. It's, like,
yeah, a it's way nice. For,
like, the fans to, like, you know,
yeah.
get... It's an interaction, right? Between right. the fans.
He's the only one that's interacting with all the fans.
And Big Bang, in general, because he's, like, the only Big Bang person that's reaching out there and doing stuff right now.
Right.
Like, socially, on social media.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny, because he's, like, literally, he's been posting a lot. And it's all reposts of, like, people's edits and, like, memes and stuff of yeah. him. And it's so funny. Like, just, he's very, very interesting and eclectic.
Yeah, this, I was going to say he's eclectic for sure.
But it's been so much fun to watch him. He's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after Haley showed me Big Bang, because that's, you know, her original OG group. Yeah. And I know she's a GD. She's a G-Dragon stan.
Yes.
But I fell in love with Top. So Top was my guy. He's my bias.
Even my dad loves Top.
That's, he's so fun. Favorite. Like his video, the videos they do too, they're so funny, like how they are. In like even Running Man episodes.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We'll talk about it another day, but if you know Run BTS, it was made like, you know how it's a kind of like a variety show where they do types of, you like know, games. Challenges, mm-hmm, games. Challenges. And it's, you know, obviously entertaining, right?
Yeah.
So I think Run BTS was made kind of and modeled that. After right. the original show that before Run BTS, Running before Man. BTS even came out. Is yeah. Running Man. So, Running Man, get it? Run BTS? Yeah. If you're probably wondering why they call it Run BTS,
that's why.
This might be the reason why. So, Running Man is a show that's been running for a long... No pun intended. Running for a very long time.
Yeah.
Way before I got into K-pop. Like, maybe even before Haley got into K-pop. Mm-hmm. And Haley's been into K-pop way longer than I have. So,
yeah.
How long would you say now?
12 years?
That, so Running Man has been going over that, and they do variety shows and challenges and all this cool and funny stuff.
Yeah, they,
and quirky challenges.
They invite, like, all different kinds of K-pop groups.
Or all even, kinds. Even solo
like,
artists.
Yeah, solo artists and, like, what is it called? Like
actors and actresses, yeah. too. So, like, Korean K-drama actors, actresses. Yeah. And they do, like, you know, they do, like, a kind of an interview, but at the same time, they're more, they usually do like all these challenges, and it's like really fun to watch. I love the Blackpink one. And then Haley showed me the couple of the Big Bang ones. Oh my God.
They're so dumb.
I was fucking dying. If you need to watch this Big Bang Running Man episode where like they're like have to put their face through like
a glad wrap
or like plastic ceramic wrap. Oh my God. It's
it's like birthing.
I'm literally smiling so big because I remember like
Daesung's
oh my God, Daesung is so funny. Even Top too, Top's yeah. thing, and oh, you gotta watch it because I haven't seen this kind of challenge on Run BTS yet, and I hope to God one of the producers uses this challenge
right one day.
It was so funny. It was
they
so
don't
fun.
Want to make BTS look ugly. That's why
they're
I feel.
Not. You can, but it's just
no, I know because
you know,
like, I know. But they always like cover their faces and stuff if they're like if jumping in the air and their face looks not good.
I have hopes now that they're showing Jungkook's tattoo and piercings, you know, more freely. Like, you know, before they covered up his all his ink and everything, yeah. right? Like, they were like, it's like shameful or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you haven't checked it out, check out Running Man in general. I love the Blackpink episodes too, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I mean, is there any more K-pop things you can think of that you'd like to talk about?
Coldplay.
Oh, shit.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. Well, let's go back to BTS really quick. So they released...
A song with Coldplay. Well, it's actually a Coldplay song.
So it's Coldplay featuring BTS, right?
Well, they just put it time and BTS.
It's an X.
Yeah, it's together,
so it's not featuring. Feature, so yeah. they worked on it together.
Yeah, exactly. And then I guess they really idolized Coldplay. Because yeah, we watched a documentary today that they put up on the Bangtan TV. It's only like a mini documentary. It's 12 minutes, but it's really good to watch if you're a BTS and a Coldplay fan.
Yeah, like it's a cool documentary, and I think it's like it showed Chris Martin actually traveling to Korea to make the song.
Yeah.
And because Hailey hasn't said the song, I guess I'll say it. My Universe.
My Universe, yes.
So it's a fantastic song. First of all, super catchy. Yeah. Actually has like parts for everybody, even mm-hmm. though I'm still sad about Jin mm-hmm. having like one word, line. If anything. But they're all singing the chorus together with Chris Martin. They have Korean in there.
Yeah.
Korean lyrics. It's a nice blend of everything. Everything fantastic. Yeah,
the reason why I feel like Chris Martin wanted to do this collab with them is because their like view on life and I guess like their beliefs are very similar. So I think that's why he agreed to it.
It's like I think they're using music as an outlet, just like Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Because music, Chris Martin is very known for like being, you know, all about love. Peace, you yeah. know, eat like every like gender
loving
equality,
yourself, basically, like,
and then that's the same type of message I think Chris Martin saw in BTS, and right. that's what BTS obviously, if you're ARMY, you know, that's the same message that they're like spreading too, spreading love,
yeah.
right? So they have like the same. It's kind of aligned. That's why Chris Martin was really excited, and you can see it if you watch the documentary itself. Oh
yeah,
man, they're just having so much fun.
They have good chemistry together.
And it's vice versa, because I mean, like V was saying, he's a big Coldplay fan.
Right.
Same with Jin.
All of them are.
Like all of them in their own ways have listened to Coldplay and enjoyed it. Jin said he listens and sings them in the shower.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was really cool. And not to mention the music video when it premiered, it was super cool too. Like
this is a lyric video,
but the song.
They're going to release a music video, but they haven't said when yet. But I think at the end of this month, maybe.
Right. So hopefully we'll just wait up for whenever that happens. And, man, that was such a good thing to watch, to be honest. Oh, also, I don't think is there any more BTS or K-pop that you'd like to talk about? So, yeah, check out My Universe because I really like that song, too. I like the artwork. The coloring and the artwork, it's like really like, you know, like innocent, like
yeah,
childlike.
It's very cute and playful.
And yeah, that's pretty much it for that. I want to talk about gaming really quick. Genshin Impact. I want to tell the world that I got C2 Raiden.
Congratulations.
Shogun. So I got A, Bao, Raiden, Shogun, whoever you want to call her by. And I got her C2. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, within the last 4 minutes.
I got
minutes.
Her C2 in the last 5 minutes. Hailey saw the madness happen. I like purchased the gems and I was like, oh, you know what? I really want her C2. And somehow I won both 50-50s because I had her at C0. So I was bound to possibly lose a 50-50, but nope, won both. And I got C2 within 5 minutes because I had to spend before the banner
the
ended.
The banner was ending in five minutes.
And I think I got her C2 on the fourth minute, within somewhere
Pretty
in the fourth
crazy.
Minute. Because literally after that, I checked again, like, after like looking at her I upgraded her like constellation really quick, or was unlocking it right after I unlocked it. Check the banner,
gone.
Like never happened.
Insane.
Haley's hoping to pull Kokomi because Kokomi came out already.
Yeah,
she's been here and around for a while now, but she has yet to pull her, so we want to give Hailey positive vibes and energy, right?
Yes, let me pull her, please.
A lot of people are complaining about her, but, you know, I feel like just pull whoever you want to pull. Like, every character is good depending on how you use the character.
It's funny too, because it's like, I don't even care. Like, even if she's like crappy, as people are saying, like she's not strong or whatever, and she doesn't do crit. But I'm pulling her for like the way that she looks.
She's it's so all about cute. The fashion, right? Fashion impact.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you think a character's cool or kawaii, shit, might as well just pull.
Yeah, don't
just,
care what other
who cares about
say.
The meta sometimes. I mean, I'm a meta person too. And but at the same time, you got to enjoy the game too. So you got to pull on people, on characters that you want to play and see also.
Props to those people that like Jianyan, whatever her name is.
No, I was going to say more so props to the people who pulled on Kazuha. Because Kazuha, it was the same thing. He was getting like beaten up online, like through the comments. Like people
surprising.
Were bashing on him.
He's so cute.
But if you saw that thing, he's like the second most used and like needed and helpful character for Spiral Abyss.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people that did pull for him were because of the way that he
exactly
looks.
It was aesthetics at first, then like come to find out after he's gone already, everyone, like all the people who, you know, in terms of meta, they're like, oh shit, this guy
really
Kazuha is pretty damn good. So yeah, I mean, just pull whoever you want. Kokomi might not have crit, they might fix it later. Look what happened with Zhongli, they fixed him, and Kokomi's like attacks and stuff is really cool. Like I did her trial, I love how like it
interplays.
I like the jellyfish. I like the playstyle.
Yeah, she's cute.
She like she's like wobbling all around.
She bounces around.
And the jellyfish that helps her, it's like, you know, getting that wet onto enemies is always helpful, because now that we have Raiden and I have Ayaka.
Yeah.
P.S. Ayaka has probably been the gift from God for me for Genshin. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's so strong.
She's freaking amazing. Like she's so strong. Like I cannot believe I crit like. Without any buffs or anything, like 33k on her skill.
Crazy.
And it's insane. No food buffs at all. No food, or I don't use Bennett.
Is that how people buff like so high?
Yeah, you could see sometime, like it's always how they do it. You should see
they
like
have,
on top of
food icons.
Exactly. You'll see the icons, and then plus they always use Bennett. I don't use Bennett at all. Bennett, you'll see the fire on the ground because he gives you an attack boost.
I see.
So I use nothing of that. And then I'm hitting like 33k with just my artifacts and build. It's insane. She's overpowered,
she's
to say
so
the least.
Good, yeah.
I wish I got her to C2. If she ever...
Maybe she comes back.
Ever comes back, she's for sure going to go C2 for me.
She was before I started playing.
Yeah, so it was like...
I came on Raiden's banner.
Yeah, so Haley's late to the game, but not late. You know, it's never too late. You can always... She's already... What are you? What AR are you?
42?
So yeah,
one?
See?
41?
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
And not to mention, that's only been one banner ago, so...
Yeah.
Not bad. Congratulations
Thank
on that.
Thank you.
I've been helping Haley farm stuff, so that's been fun too. But yeah, so keep playing Genshin, guys. We're enjoying Genshin Impact a lot. No need to bash any other characters. If you like a character, like, don't listen to everyone else. Don't listen to the meta. Don't listen to like people's opinions. Just pull. Just follow your heart. And yeah, because I mean, Kokomi looks really cool. I would pull on her, but I kind of blew off a lot of stuff for Raiden.
Yeah, you have to save again.
I'm a fan of Bulbasaur. Who doesn't like Bulbasaur? I'm a big Bakemonogatari fan. So, of course, Shinobu. And she has Bulbasaur. So I was like,
yeah.
Raiden is my Shinobu in Genshin Impact.
She's super strong, too. I'm so
She's
glad
cool.
that I got her.
She's a good support.
Mine is only like C0. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, C0. But nonetheless, she's still like, her support is pretty good. Even though a lot of people are also complaining about her. But let's not get started on that. I know. There's always going to be people complaining about something, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you go. Genshin Impact, BTS, right?
People are always bitter.
Here's my one little anime topic for the end I wanted to save. Because we haven't talked really about anime.
Mm.
Dua Lipa posted on her Instagram a two-piece that was themed
One Piece.
Because literally she was wearing Straw Hat Luffy, it's like Jolly Roger, like the, you know, his emblem, which is the, you know, the pirate skull crossbones with his Straw Hat. Yeah. Literally, it's like crocheted or croquet. Is it croqueted?
Crocheted.
What
is
it? Crocheted?
Crocheted.
Crocheted, like all over her, like in some like
it's
see-through,
so
like thing that you put on top of your bikini.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, I'm going to be positive because everyone's so negative these days. I'm going to think she does know One Piece and she's wearing it on purpose. Even though
people are saying
in
that
the back
doesn't.
Of my head, maybe it's possible, like, someone just gave it to her, or, like, she just thought it was cute.
Maybe.
Of an attire, but maybe she's a fan. I'm going to go as a One Piece fan. I showed you that video, that one girl who watches One Piece, that freaked out. That he's like, you watch One Piece? And he was, like, quizzing her.
Yeah.
And he couldn't believe it. Like, she was getting all the answers right. Like, Ace and all this
Luffy,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, that was pretty funny. But, yeah, so, Dua Lipa's wearing One Piece, ladies and gentlemen. I saw it. I thought it was edited till I went to her Instagram myself, and boom.
Yeah. It was there. She's actually wearing
it. Let's timestamp this. This is September 26, 2021. Dua Lipa
Know, because, like, so many of, like, even your basketball players are, like, anime fans.
Yeah, Steven Adams, who's a center. He used to be in OKC for a while, the Thunder. He's now, I believe, in the New Orleans Pelicans. He has, like, he talked about One Piece, and he has, I think, One Piece shoes. So it's like, there's One Piece fans everywhere.
Even those Olympians, too.
Olympians that was crazy,
was it
too.
Gear Second?
They're doing all the One Piece poses. That was super cool. And also, it just slipped my mind. There was something else One Piece related. Oh, when we went to the Second Sky Music Festival for Porter Robinson, there was a guy that's like, oh, I like your hat.
Because
I was wearing a
Luffy's
hat. So that was really cool. Yay, anime, we did it.
A
little anime segment thrown in here and there with our full-on BTS usual stuff. So any words of wisdom to finish us off?
Please help me get Kokomi.
Yes, positive vibes. Now we will go back to watching Squid Games.
Oh, yes.
All right, everybody, take care. Have a good night wherever you are. Sorry this is a late episode, but we will hope to see you guys again in the next episode. Remember, Google, Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, all these different podcast places. You could catch us there. This is just a podcast episode. We're not doing the YouTube video for this one. And hopefully we get to hear from you guys soon, and you guys get to hear us soon again. So thank you for joining us. And as always,
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.